Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Artrell Jones Show. Obviously, I'm not Artrell Jones. I'm not like sexy chocolate enough for that. I'm like a vanilla fudge stick. So, so I'm going to play us a song and we will be right back.
Maybe this decision was a mistake. You probably don't care what I have to say, but it's been heavy on my mind for months now. Guess I'm trying to clear some mental space. I would love to talk to you in person, but I understand why that can't be. I'll leave you alone for good, I promise. You answer this one question for me.
Okay, we are back. Reason I'm taking over AJ's show tonight is last night I was in Racine and I thought I'd be back in time to do my show and I wasn't, so he kindly let me monopolize his show, shall we say. I may have him on as a special guest in a bit, you never know. But the reason I didn't get back from Racine in time yesterday was it was actually the funeral of the police officer who was shot and killed last week, and they had the freeway closed because that's the way his procession was going to be running, so it made it really difficult to, you know, to get back. My friend's husband was the one who was bringing me home, and it took him 45 minutes to come down just 27th Street. That was without getting to 27th Street to begin with in Milwaukee. The traffic was just a complete and utter nightmare. But I'm going to play another song quickly, and then we will be back. Have somebody, it was my son's father, trying to call me at the same time as doing this, and I'm in just the right frame of mind to argue with him tonight. But if he calls back, perhaps I should do that argument live on air. That would make for an interesting show. Anywho, where was I? Yeah, so the reason I was also in Racine yesterday, I've actually been there since Tuesday, is that on Saturday I had a very nasty accident. I was crossing a street after Brady Street Festival, and this car sped through an intersection. And it was one of those things where you don't know whether you would have time to turn around or to just run. I took it as possibility that I would not have enough time to go back. And if I did, I probably would have been hit by the car. Instead, I tripped over a pothole, so Domino's Pizza, we need some of that pothole money, please. I could tell you exactly which pothole needs to be filled. And I ended up dislocating my arm, my elbow to be exact. I have never experienced a pain like that in my entire life. I felt so bad for the people who I was with because, you know, they're seeing me laying on the floor in absolute agony, with my arm at an angle that no arm should ever be at, to be perfectly honest. And it resulted in me ended up going to the hospital, having to have, it wasn't surgery, I was put under anesthetic to reset my elbow. And afterwards, I was like home that night. Because of how I react to certain pain medication and because I cannot be trusted by myself to do as I'm told, I needed to be, you know, with someone and around people. So I was in Racine on Tuesday and Wednesday for that reason. I want to thank, actually, Maggie, who is my bestest in the entire universe, because without hesitation, she was like, yep, you're coming over, no problem. There was no need to ask, you know, any questions or anything. It was just an automatic thing as soon as she knew what happened. She was wanting to help in any which way she can. I also want to say thank you to Ashley and Mike for being here as well on the weekend, and for having to endure what I'm sure was not very nice for them to actually witness what they saw. Because, yeah, they were there right from the very beginning along with AJ, and, you know, they literally had to put up with a panicky me. Well, me, I was in pain and crying and everything. Then AJ's, you know, on panic mode. So we had to have adults, and I kind of find it amusing that we've actually got friends who are adults. But no. So a big thank you to Ashley and Mike for doing that and being there this weekend. And Mike was over here today, and I was trying to take a nap. My meds make me so sleepy, and I was trying to take a nap. And every time I started to fall asleep, he laughed at something, or he was going, Hazel, and waking me up. So, you know, thanks for that, Mike. Now, hopefully Mike will be over tomorrow with Ashley as well to make sure that I behave myself. But we should see. They know they're welcome to if they want to come over and babysit a 43-year-old woman who should know better than to behave. But anyway, so that's basically what's been going on. The thing is that where we were, this car, correct me if I'm wrong, Trail, come on over and join me for a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the traffic in that area, one, it's not supposed to speed because it is, it is 25 miles per hour. But that car was going at an excessive speed. I know Mike was right behind me, so he had better view, and you were in front. So I know he had a better view and everything. But that car was going on, because if that car had been going at 25 miles an hour, I wouldn't have had to have run. Let's be honest. But I don't know if you've noticed, but around those little areas like that, cars seem to speed a lot more than they should be. Have you noticed that too? Right. And I mean, and the thing was is that there was a festival going on as well. So the actual danger level of speeding in that area when there was so much parking and everything was, you know, so high. Like, it was really, really high of somebody getting hurt. Let's be honest, there is one unsung hero in all this. And that was that young guy who was on his skateboard. Because he stayed, he called 911. He actually got details of the car and got it reported to the police department as well, which is phenomenal because the kid said this car was speeding and failed to stop when it happened. He is like fleeing the scene of an accident. So they contacted me on the weekend in regards to it. So hopefully, if the guy's got insurance, his insurance will actually pay my ridiculous medical bill, which we got one in today, $900 for an ambulance ride. I swear, I know, right? But it just, it kind of scares me because, you know, my friends have a son who quite possibly could have been with us. And I also have a son, even though he's a grown man now. And the fact is that if it hadn't happened to me, I could have been hit by that car. The way Mike was, he could have been hit by that car. If we'd had any kids with us or anything, I mean, it's just the speed this guy was going, it just absolutely terrified me. But kudos, apart from the cost of everything, kudos to the two paramedics from Bell Ambulance because one of them traveled in the back holding my arm the entire way. And when we got to the hospital as well. And, it was an experience, that's for damn sure. Anywho, I'm going to play another song, then we're going to get on and talking about some of the local current events and things that are going on.
right from the start. You were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, things you never say to me, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough, just a second when I'm broken, to bed, and we can learn to love again. It's in the stars, it's been written in the stars on our hearts. We're not broken, to bed, and we can learn to love again.
I'm sorry, I don't understand where all of this is coming from. I thought that we were fine.
Oh, we had
it. Your head is running wild again, my dear. We still have.
Okay, I am back. Oh, that was weird. Major feedback just then. But yeah, I am back. Now, Milwaukee Bucks have finally announced the name for their arena. It's still going to be the Entertainment District for everybody, though, I'm telling you now, because it's kind of been ground in everybody's head that, you know, it's been called the Entertainment District for such a long time, since the very beginning, that I don't think the change is going to, you know, happen anytime soon in the sense of the public being able to, you know, grasp that. It's called the Pfizer Forum. Thank you. The Pfizer Forum. And yeah, that's not working for me. I'm sorry, but I would just stick with the Entertainment District on... Yeah, or it's just going to be called the Forum. That is true. August 26th, they actually held in an open day. We have our tickets ready to be able to go to that. So very excited. And as I say, there's a lot of stuff that has been announced that's going on there. Right now, you can actually go to the ticket office there and buy tickets for any events that are coming up. They are available. Milwaukee Bucks have also released their preseason schedule as well. So there's a couple of interesting games there. A couple of them actually, even though the games have been announced, the actual location hasn't yet on a couple of them. But I'm sure that's going to come, you know, in time. There's also a couple of other concerts and everything that are coming up as well that you can, you know, go get your tickets for and the such like. The one thing that, you know, the other thing that is going on in regards to that is they have been, you know, in talks in regards to getting the trolley line go into the arena. To me, I think it's like a phenomenal idea. And my reason for that is that, you know, parking downtown is hard enough as it is. And having that option of being able to take a trolley down there and get right to the arena is such a good thing. And it'll also open up people to being able to park in other areas. And I'm pretty sure that the same as with Brewers games, that they'll actually have perhaps a special trolley that runs on those games. But we shall see. I know there's a lot of people who are still very unhappy about the whole trolley system, but I think in regards to a lot of it is that, you know, there's a lot that has to deal with people not wanting to see improvements happen in Milwaukee. You know, there's so much hatred towards Milwaukee City. And it's a shame because we do have such amazing things that, you know, could be going on in the area and bringing revenue into the area. And we need things like the updates to the arena. We need the trolley. We need the new hotels. You know, we need to upgrade. You know, you can't sit in the past forever. You have to at some point turn it around and say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how we've got to develop as a city. Because, you know, we're in competition with other cities. There are federal grants and stuff that are available for certain things. And, you know, for people to just, like, dismiss the city and say, well, we don't deserve it because it's a shit city. Okay, then if that's how you really feel about the city, then go and move somewhere else and come back and tell me how good it is there. Because every city has its issues, every one of them. You may look at places like California and Florida and, you know, say, oh, my gosh, it's so wonderful. But talk to some of the people who live there. They'll be able to tell you where the ghettos are in that area. They'll be able to tell you what improvements need to be made. You know, it's a sad fact that all over the country we have areas that are bad. And, you know, you've got to start taking pride in your own community and, you know, the way things are run in order for changes to be made. I mean, why should different companies invest in Milwaukee when the very people who live here treat it like it's a piece of crap? That's just my view on that. Because, you know, obviously I'm not from Milwaukee originally. I came here in 1999. Milwaukee obviously wouldn't have, I have to say, Milwaukee probably wouldn't have been my first choice of anywhere to live in the States. You know, the American dream is like the California dream, so to speak. But, you know, you make it what it is. Yeah, life hasn't been exactly easy. Your winters here suck or balls big time. Seriously. But there's so many things that I do love. You know, we have some of the best festivals that are around. You know, Summerfest is the biggest music festival in the world. And it's hosted here. We have, you know, started today where is State Fair. I'm sadly, I'm not going to be able to go to that because I'm not risking it and my arm knocked. But State Fair is another amazing place where people can go. And if anybody is going to State Fair, I have to say this. You know, if anybody's going to State Fair who loves me dearly, you know, I have this little addiction to taffy, especially saltwater taffy. And they have, like, about 12,000 different flavors of saltwater taffy at State Fair. If a bag of saltwater taffy ends up, you know, in my hands, the things I would do for that person, I would be that person's slave. I love the stuff. But anyway, going back to what I'm saying, you know, we have all these festivals during the summer. We have Italian Fest, German Fest, Polish Fest. And they're bringing back a couple of them. Aren't they having the African Arts Festival as well this year? African Arts Festival was originally African Fest, and they've tried to make it into a big artist, you know, art festival filled with African-American artists showing off their work, and not just artwork in the sense of paintings, but also in the sense of making of other items, etc., to me, which is, you know, which is wonderful. So, you know, there is all of that going on. You know, when you've got these really good things as well that are happening in the city, they're making positive changes. Like, AJ, how many new hotels have just sprung up over recent couple of years? There's been a good 4 or 5.
Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, because the Hyatt's just finished building their new one.
Right, and we have the one that's nearby the lakefront.
Yep.
That opened last year.
Yep.
There's like a few that are around the Grand Avenue that's going to open up. Then as soon as they tear down the Bradley Center, they're going to make a hotel there.
Right. And then on top of that, you know, you've got the people who have bought Grand Avenue who finally released their plans of what they're doing. And I will say this, now when you go inside, they are actually doing construction work on the inside now. And, you know, they're trying to update it. They're trying to make it better. And it's not easy. It really isn't easy, but it's going to be wonderful. I just got asked actually a question on my Facebook. Well, I got asked it a while ago. The person is actually listening to me live, I hope, still. Oh, my head's itchy from Union Hustle and everything. The answer is yes. So if you heard that, just let me know. Just shoot me a message if you heard. But, yeah, there's so many new things that are on the horizon for Milwaukee. And, you know, you've got to be patient. It's not something that you can do a shake and bake on, that overnight it's going to be up and running. But it's something that we should embrace and we should look forward to. And, you know, when these, especially when it involves, say, Milwaukee-based companies who are trying to do something positive, support them. You know, it's easy done. It really is. So that's my thoughts on that. I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to be right back, but I've got to find a song, and I don't even know. I've got to add a couple of songs on here, actually, because there's a few that I really like. But let me play this one.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Locked everything be alright. We'll be right back.
And we yelled back, nothing like a little bit of Prince to make you feel good about yourself. Let's be honest, that's one of those classic songs. It doesn't matter how old it is. It makes you want to get up and dance, or no matter where you are, you feel yourself like tapping your toes and everything. It is actually one of my favorites. I've always liked Prince and his stuff. I have a friend, her name's Dawn, who I was very good friends with in England, who is a huge Prince fan. She has his logo tattooed on her boob. See, I remember that. But yeah, it's such a sad shame when we lose such amazing artists. You know, we lost Prince, when we lost David Bowie. The list goes on. There's just so many, just so many to mention. But, you know, it brings me up to a point that a friend of ours made, and actually it's the people who were with us on the weekend. And that's about, you know, radio stations and everything. They were saying that when they were driving the car to the hospital, they literally heard the same song play three times, almost in a matter of like 30 to 40 minutes. And I think that's part of, you know, the problem is that you've got such a mass saturation right now of certain songs that recording artists actually pay, which people don't know. Sorry, I've just moved my arm. And which people don't know, recording artists and their agents and everything pay radio stations to saturate the market with their songs. And it's a shame because there are so many other musicians and artists that you don't hear who, you know, release some really good stuff. But we get bombarded literally with the likes of Cardi B and a whole bunch of others who just really have no business being in the music industry. And for some of them, it really is a shame because, as I say, there's a whole bunch of really good musicians out there who get overlooked because they don't have the money, you know, to back up stuff that they do. They don't have the agents and everything who, you know, will get hold of these radio stations and who will say to them, okay, you need to play this, you need to play this, you need to play this. And there literally have been times when we've been in the car where we've changed the radio station and, you know, oh, there's that song again. Oh, there's a, and it's on like three or four different radio stations at the same time. Now, I do understand why they do that. That is part of business marketing. It is part of getting your client's name out there. As I say, you miss out on a whole lot of other artists who really should have, you know, some extended airtime. To me, we've missed out on a lot of the independent radio stations. A lot of those disappeared with the onset of having internet radio. And I don't know about anybody else, but back where I lived in England, we had, there was a radio station called Invicta. There was Caroline Radio, which was actually a pirate radio station that did all of its broadcasts from out in the English Channel. The reason they did it in the English Channel is, one, you can't be arrested. Technically, you're in international waters when you reach a certain point of the English Channel. Secondly, they could play whatever songs they like and did not have to pay any royalties to any artist for playing it because they were a pirate radio station. Now, Radio Caroline was, to me, it was one of the best ones that you could get because a lot of independent artists did get a hold of them, say, look, please, play our songs, play our stuff. And the British equivalent of the FCC would actually listen in and to try and determine where they were to see if they actually breached back into UK waters where they could arrest them. And doing that, they would then, I can't even remember what the British equivalent of the FCC is right now, but like idiots, they would then release this list saying, oh, on this night at this time, Radio Caroline played this song, this song, this song, and this song. So then you would have people being like, huh, what song was that? So it became actually this on Standing Joke, where if you wanted to be heard and start to make it big in England, you would get hold of Radio Caroline. And that's where they actually did make some arrests, because in order to get your stuff to Radio Caroline, you had to send a mail. So as soon as the owners of Radio Caroline went to pick up the mail, they would get arrested. But then it would get thrown out of court, because as the court pointed out, you're in international waters. There's nothing that you can do. If you're in international waters, you cannot arrest somebody for what they're doing. And being in international waters, the French version of, what's it called? The guys who go out into, I'm just trying to think, I can't think of the name of it. Basically, the water police, the French version of them couldn't go and do anything because they were in international waters. British version of it couldn't do anything because they were in international waters. And the companies and the agencies that patrolled international waters had much better things to do than going after pirate radio stations. So Radio Caroline stayed on the air for, I want to say it was a good 15 years to begin with. Then it went off the air, and then it came back again. And it was really weird, because when it started to come back, everybody has heard the Neil Diamond song, Sweet Caroline. Well, the actual wavelength that it used to play on for about a year before it came back would play the song Sweet Caroline back to back to back. So everybody, it started then creating a buzz, like, okay, are they coming back? Is this radio station coming back? And that tells you how big of a radio station it was, that people were, you know, talking about it. And even like the news stations in England, which at the time was BBC, ITV and Channel 4, were, you know, going, you know, this is what we're hearing on this radio band. You know, is Radio Caroline coming back? And then one day it went silent again. So people were like, okay, it's just someone messing around. And then literally it was about 2-3 weeks later, up come up, up the radio station. And I remember there was a bunch of us, we would keep it on. And I remember this one evening, this was before cell phones, people, so don't be scared by this. It was about 8 o'clock at night, and my house phone, when I was living with my parents, just started ringing and ringing and ringing. So my mom answered the phone. It was for me. And it was like friends were still going, hey, so you got to turn on the radio. You got to turn on the radio. Radio Caroline's back. Radio Caroline's back. And I had like 5 or 6 phone calls like that until my mom and my dad took the phone off for the hook so that the calls would stop. And as I say, a lot of new artists got their records to this radio station. And it was amazing. It really was. It was one of those things that was really good. You, as I say, you heard a lot of new artists, but a lot of independent artists, because, as I say, they didn't have the agents. They didn't have the money to be able to do their music how, you know, mainstream recording artists were able to. And I miss those types of radio stations. I really do. They were so much fun. But, you know, with, like, internet radio, like Blog Talk Radio and everything, now artists themselves can actually invest in themselves and get the money together and have their own radio show. And if they wanted to on here, you can set up for, you know, a good couple of hours of playing just your own song, if that is truly what you wanted to do. But, yeah, as I say, I miss all that type of thing. And I have, you know, I do agree with my friends that there are times when a song gets played just so much, you know, too much to the point where you're like, oh, God, give it a rest already. You know, we've heard this for the 20th time today. But there's also now, it's strange because I miss actually, don't want to tell my mom this, I do miss the old school rock stations that were in England as well. I was brought up on rock and heavy metal. So, you know, people who think that I just enter modern music and rap, and I get that a lot from people, and they should know better. But I am a rocker chick through and through. And there's a lot of, like, the old school rock that I do miss hearing, and I will play it from time to time at home, you know, throw on my headphones and just chill out and listen. And, you know, it's great when you have other people in your life, other friends and family who, you know, like alternative, what is today is considered alternative styles of music. You know, if you like stuff from the 60s and the 70s, that is awesome. And I will rock along with you. I'm telling you right now. But I think people think, you know, they get as the same as anything else in life. They get in such a certain genre of music that they have to follow this. And you see it a lot now with, like, almost like racial profiling. If you're white, then you've got to like pop music and perhaps country. If you're black, you have to be into rap and hip hop. And that's so not the case. All you need to do is come and take a look at AJ's CD collection. Swear to God, you have everything there, literally everything there, from mainstream pop through to rap, through to rock. I mean, what don't you have, Trill? You're right, he hasn't got any country, but give him time. I'm sure there's a country song that'll make him buy a country CD. But, you know, to me, you can't just sit in one genre of music and say, that's all I'm going to listen to, because there are so many other songs that just, if you listen and just take, just close your eyes and listen to it. You don't always have to listen to the tune, but listen to the words. Because there are some songs where the words are just, you know, they're just perfect. Ooh, geez. And, yeah. So we're going to play a song while I just reminisce about some good songs and think about which ones I'm going to load up to this radio station for next time.
You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Attention, I knew from the start, you're just making sure I'm
fast and ride it. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a four pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan, drop it for me. I rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Next by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never be. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Next by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. You say you want a good time. But here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Talk to me, talk, talk to me,
baby.
Shows that are coming up, so I need Mr. Jones to sashay his ass over by me so he can announce them, because I never remember them. Come talk to the listeners. You've got 7 minutes. Tell us about the upcoming shows and the competition.
Well, for the competition, I don't know if y'all caught my page. I did announce that we're still doing the competition with the Blu-ray and digital copy of the Marine Corps Moving Target. So the question was, name all the wrestling characters, that wrestlers that was in all five of the Marine movies, and how many were there and who were they? So that's the question. We're going to keep that going through midnight Sunday. Well, probably like Sunday evening, it'll be 12 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central. We're going to keep that going. I will be back to do my show next week, which will be a week from today, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Hazel will be back on her show Wednesday, hopefully. Her show is 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. WFSO FanView that show will be 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, most Sundays. But if it's like, if Sunday is like a pay-per-view, it'll be a few days before that on a Friday. That would be 7 p.m. Central Time. No, 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, I do want to announce that we do have a Patreon page. So if people want to, like, sponsor, you know, this show, other shows, our video content we do on YouTube, also the shows that we, like, wrestling shows that we do also, if you want to throw, like, money, you know, like, money towards our way, well, that's what it is. It's like a pledge.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably got to talk to you more about it when you're off the air. Okay, I'll do that.
We've got a place
for
in the show. I didn't know you
put
on this.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Let's see. What
is it? You want to play it? Hurry up, speak it. Let's play it. It's an awesome song.
Okay, it's an awesome song. So I will put the details up on each of the page, like for patreon.com/WFSO. So I will put that on each of the group pages, and also on Facebook and our Twitter. And also put it on Hazel's page and my page as well.
Awesome. So on that note, we are going to play out with a classic. And I mean a classic. If you don't like this song, we just can't be friends. And as I say, you'll hear us later on this weekend, and you'll hear from me next week. So until then, bye-bye.